Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm truly always excited that you're here to download and listen to the show. Today, we have Scotty G joining us once again in Pam's spot. And we're talking trip planning today. We're taking the months from October until March and talking about all the events you need to consider when it comes to planning a vacation at Walt Disney World. During those months, we talk weather, we talk celebrations that typically happen in these months, best times to visit within that month, just a lot of fun trip planning talk. And, it's fun to talk about what we would need to consider in a normal year to plan a vacation during October to March. And we'll tackle the other 6 months next Friday. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're a platinum earmarked agency, and they are there to help you plan that next Disney adventure over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We sure appreciate that. And also, a shout out to all of our patrons. You are making all of this podcasting possible, and I cannot thank you enough for that. If you want to become a patron and get some extra content in your week, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1782 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And of course, one of the senior citizen agents over at the Magic for Less Travel.
Did you just call yourself a senior citizen agent?
I'm just saying, it's been a week, man. It's been a week. I feel that way some days. You know, the joints, the weather changes, and work wears you out. You know, my dad is on the opposite side, right? My dad's 20 years older than me. So he's not that, you know, I mean, some people's parents are a little bit older, you know, bigger age difference. He's only 20 years older than me, but this is kind of the first time in his life that he's not working nonstop, and he can't handle it. Like, he can't handle that he has time to do hobbies because he doesn't have any hobbies. He worked forever since he was 20 all the time. So he doesn't know what to do with himself. And I keep telling my dad, I would switch with you in a heartbeat. I'd love to just do hobbies. Like, we could do the show, you know, 12 hours a day, you know, and do other stuff. Well, I'm not saying that, Alfred. Easy, Alfred. We're not doing it 12 hours a day. But the thing is, like, you know, just do hobbies and not have to work, you know, just get out there. It's funny. But I do, some days I have my senior moments, and this week's been not just one of those days, but one of those weeks, I can tell. Mm. All right, mm-hmm. So we are going to be talking about the calendar and best times to go down to Walt Disney World and things to consider, especially for our international guests who may kind of, miss some of these holidays that if you're not an American citizen and grew up in our culture, that you could totally forget. And then you get down to Walt Disney World, you're like, oh, what's this all about? And so we're going to talk about the pros and cons of all 12 months to think about quickly as we'll just go through this here on a Friday to plan a great vacation. So joining us from the Mouse for Less, where we're getting all this great information, we have Ricky. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's up?
Happy Friday. And I know I put this out at the end of the last show, but I want to remind people, if you are looking to send auction items, I will gladly take them for our fantastic event that we are having at Give Kids the World. We are going to be doing an auction with the event in conjunction with it. We have lots of great items, but if you have anything that you want to send me, you can email me at bogpauction@gmail.com, and I will gladly assist you in getting those my direction. Thank you.
Sounds great. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a good time.
And they can be like things you buy, or they can be like things you make, crafty things. I mean, you know, whatever things you've had around the house, you know, that are Disney related that you just want to be like, here, I had this. I don't want this anymore. You know, that kind of stuff. I take it all. So we're all good.
You said crafty things. So could it be like New England Patriots stuff, or could it be like Blue Box mac and cheese? Both craft. You don't get it. Never mind.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I get it. You're a dork.
Also joining us, Pam is still touring the world. No, she's she's probably home by now, but she couldn't join us as we recorded. So we have the designated pinch hitter for the BR Guest podcast, my buddy, hashtag Scotty G. What's going on, Scott? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, there's no better way to spend my birthday podcasting with you two on this lovely day.
Oh, so, yeah. Nice. Happy birthday. Well, happy 50th. Now, you're actually way younger than me.
I'm 10 years younger than you, and you're 20 years younger than your dad.
Yeah, so yes. Somebody put together an equation with a couple of variables, and we'll check your work at the end of the show.
There you go. Sounds good.
So, happy to be here. Happy to be pitching for Pam again and talking Disney with you all.
So, birthday weekend. I know you're going to Walt Disney World here very, very soon, but do you have any casino? I think I know you. Like, it's got to be a casino this weekend, right? It has to be.
A buddy of mine pitched the idea around because you can do, like, sports betting now in Michigan. So, maybe place – and. Big Ten will start next weekend, so maybe play some bets on the Spartans and the Mizzou Tigers, but they're not playing this weekend. Yeah,
100%. I called my shot last weekend. I'm calling my shot again. Hot take, Mizzou will not lose this weekend.
I'm going to take a note of that.
Because they will not win either because they're not playing this weekend. So real quick. Okay, so we had the story about the Jeep on Wednesday show to start the show. You got to tell, well, you got Scott here, the story of Olivia's, where we had breakfast in August before we went to Epcot. Speaking of sports betting.
Oh, okay.
That was so fun because we were sitting on the patio and nobody was around us. So we cared. Like, we were the only ones out there.
Yeah, so we're not necessarily killing time, but, you know, Epcot wasn't opening until 11 on that Saturday. It was a gorgeous summer morning. So we went to one of our favorite spots, Olivia's, and, you know, Mike, me, my family, we love sitting out on that patio. It's one of the best spots, I feel like, whether if it's for lunch, dinner, or breakfast. You know, so we're just chilling on the patio, enjoying breakfast. And I was like, you know what? We should play some bets. Let's play some horse bets. So I got out the phone. I said, Mallory, you pick a horse. Mike, you pick a horse. And so on. So Mallory and Emily, like, they paired up their horses. Then me, Mike, and Elizabeth, we each picked a horse and did a trifecta, which is, you know, picking the top three horses of a race. And, you know, I kind of put the phone to the side, and then it was time for the race.
We're all watching this thing. Like, we're all gathered around your phone.
So we're all
like
gathered around the table, like huddled Kentucky around Derby. Watching the whole race.
Yeah, exactly. It was like it was the Kentucky Derby. Like, I don't even know where this race happened. It was like in Africa or something, wasn't it?
It wasn't in the USA. So Mike just is like, come on, boy. Come on, number 16. Come on, number 16. And then, like, you know, we're all rooting for our horses. And then I'm like, dang, my guy took second. Mike's like, my guy won. And Elizabeth's like, my guy took third. I'm like, hey, we just hit the trifecta. We won like $200. Breakfast is on me.
And we just picked the horses by like their name or their number or like a color. Yeah. We had no idea because it's some app where they just pick up like any horse race anywhere on the planet and you can bet on the horses. It was crazy.
So that was a lot of fun. I think we're probably the only people that have ever watched live horse racing and betting at Olivia's. That's why it's just fun to vacation with friends.
This is what we do. Exactly. This is what we do. All right. So we are going to hop in and let's start with October, the current month. Now, we're going to talk about under normal circumstances for a lot of this situation moving forward because, you know, right now we don't know. So if you're planning this, this came from one of our listeners down in Australia a couple weeks back, and she was going to plan a 3-week vacation to Walt Disney World. But I believe we were debating between going in November or February. And so it got to me, you know, I got to thinking that if you're not from the United States, or you could possibly just miss this if you're not, you know, really paying attention, kind of like Ricky did
this weekend. Exactly.
There are some things that are like positives, you know, festivals that are happening typically during certain months of the year, but there's also holidays, especially, you know, holidays like the Columbus Day traditional, or the Indigenous Peoples Day that happened this past weekend. President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, that if you're not from our culture and from our country, you could obviously miss, and that's going to affect, you know, 3 or 4 days of your vacation at least. So let's start with October. And in a normal October, Ricky, walk us through pros and cons of traveling in October. Because we obviously we're going to do 12 months. We can't be very long on any of these. We got to kind of.
And don't forget mid-October when they're celebrating Scotty G, hashtag Scotty G's birthday.
Right, exactly.
Parade in the Magic Kingdom. There's just a parade. That's right.
Yes. So, you know, normally, like you said, October is kind of an interesting month as far as crowds are concerned because it's lighter than, like, you know, the hectic times of the year. But I've noticed more and more as time has gone on that more and more schools are having fall breaks, which we didn't have when I was growing up. So the fall break concept is brand new to me. So I often forget that fall breaks typically happen around October. So it's usually around this time period right now because it typically falls around that Columbus Day weekend, or whatever you want to call it. So that's something that you definitely want to keep in mind, is Columbus Day usually falls on a Monday, or always falls on a Monday. And so a lot of people take off that week, you know, because they have either that Monday off or they have school, you know, fall breaks hit. So that's really something to consider. And so the parks are usually typically a little more crowded in that mid October time period. And then, of course, they get a little crowded at near the end of it, too, because you have to think it's Halloween. So a lot of people kind of go down for Halloween, too. So that's one of the things that we want to talk about is of course, normally in a year, they typically have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And those typically happen in the evenings from like 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. And they happen on select nights. So oftentimes it's usually like a Tuesday, a Thursday. I think they threw in Fridays, and then a Sunday is usually what they do, the party nights. So that will definitely impact your vacation as well, because the Magic Kingdom will, of course, close early on those nights. So you want to, if you are not planning on going to the party, you want to make sure that you head to the Magic Kingdom on nights that they're open later instead of nights that they're closed.
In park hopping days, if that comes back, it's a great idea to go to the Magic Kingdom on a party day and then hop to another park, because people that are not, you know, they're not going to go there if they can't hop because they feel like they get, you know, not their money's worth out of the day.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. You also have the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, which is, it typically starts, I mean, we joke, but you know, this year it did start in July. So, you know, I don't expect it to start in July, moving forward, but hey, you never know at this point. They may be like, hey, guess what? That worked. So let's keep it going. So the Food and Wine Festival typically starts in about mid August, and goes through mid November. But that will be, you know, that's one of the prime things that a lot of people go down in the fall for. So that's also something to keep in mind. One last thing that I kind of want to mention that happens in October, that a lot of people don't think about, and next year it will be a big deal, is Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. And officially that is October 1st. So that is definitely something you want to keep in mind, especially next year for 2021, because I can guarantee you the parks are going to be way more crowded on that date. You know, of course we don't know how things are going to look, but they are definitely, I mean, I know I am planning on being there for the, you know, 50th anniversary. I'm already like working it out on how I'm going to be there for the 50th. Like I'm staying on property and I never stay on property. You know we can't book anything right now, but like I've already like set up like the fact that I will be staying on property for the 50th. So I get in to the Magic Kingdom that day. So that's something to consider as well. Usually, depending if there's a bigger birthday for Epcot or the Magic Kingdom, those parks are usually like more crowded on that day too. So I've been to Epcot on the 30th, you know, 35th, that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's the park is a little more crowded. I've been there, the Magic Kingdom on the 40th. That's usually a little more crowded too. So something to keep in mind.
So just a couple things with October. I will say Mallory this year, her fall break is the last week of October this year. And this is something to think about every 4 years when there's a presidential election. The reason they pushed it back to the end of October is because what they're going to do is keep them out of school through that election Tuesday. They're going to go back to Wednesday because there's everybody. It's kind of the thing the last 4 or 5 years to close schools because they're used for elections, especially large like presidential elections. So you wouldn't bring them back for that Monday, no school on Tuesday. So every 4 years, if there's a presidential election, it's kind of looking. It's if a lot of fall breaks are probably going to tend to fall more last week of October, very beginning of November. Just something to think about there. But I would say, summarizing October, a lot of pluses. Typically Halloween parties, food and wine festivals, but also above normal crowds because you are going to have a lot of these places having fall breaks. So definitely a busy time, but a lot going on.
I got one thing to say. I know we don't want to keep this long, but like...
Well, we might just do... Maybe we'll do like 6 months this show and then 6 months...
But not depending on where you're from, like it is hot still. Like something I think like it is not hot. It is hot. And I go every October, basically. And it is hot.
I literally sweat my butt off this past weekend. And that's not a joke. Like I was just like sweating everywhere.
You seriously did? Like it's gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's not sitting.
She's sitting. What are you sitting on?
Totally standing. But yeah, no, I mean, I was just sweating like crazy. I got home on Sunday night and I said, babe, I have to take a shower because I've been sweating all day at the Magic Kingdom and I can't go to bed like this now. So yeah, it's so gross still.
And if you're trying to avoid the crowds, just definitely avoid the end of the month with Halloween and like what Mike was just saying. And you kind of have to look at the Run Disney calendar too. Sometimes Wine and Dine is, like last year, it was the 2nd of November, I think. So they had all these runners getting down there early for the end of October to like do the Halloween stuff first. But sometimes Wine and Dine, and I know this is a transition to November, is sometimes like later in that first week of November. So that all kind of depends on how busy October can be as well.
And I would say, too, for all these fall months, you got to prepare just to be fluid with the hurricanes because, I mean, we've had a very active hurricane season and they do affect Central Florida, not always. But, I mean, just keep it in the back of your mind that it could happen. All right, that's a good transition, Scott. So let's talk about November. You can take that. And November, of course, you got kind of the Wine and Dine Half Marathon is kind of a unique beast. And we've run this one many times together in that there's a lot of things that come together in a typical year. Previous years, you had things like the Food and Wine Festival coming to a close where a lot of folks would come out in front of the last hurrah, that weekend of Wine and Dine. The locals come out to Epcot, get their last taste of food and wine. You got the runners there for the race. A lot of times it was also Veterans Day weekend, so people were off. You got Jersey Week happening around this time as well. So, I mean, it's just – so walk us through.
And you have the start of the Halloween and the Christmas parties,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, go
– and just, all the holiday decorations, you know, start going up around this time, too. Yeah.
So that is a brutal time. Mike, I remember one Wine and Dine. We came through International Gateway and we just like basically just turned around and said, forget this.
Like,
we're talking about New Year's later, but I've been to Epcot on New Year's Eve. I've been, you know, for all these holidays, that one particular Wine and Dine weekend, I've never seen Epcot so busier. Cause you're right. Everyone is trying to get that last hoorah for food and wine. You know, it's just, that's where all the runners tend to go to. And then everyone, all the locals want to get that last taste of food and wine as well. So that Epcot is just a madhouse. The other parks, I don't know. I mean, I'm guilty. I go to Epcot too during that. I fall into the trap, but I can't speak to how the other parks are doing. But I just know that that week is especially busy. You throw in Jersey Week as well too.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky, what else? I mean, it's a busy time unless you go to that. I think you're okay if you go like that middle chunk of November.
Before
Thanksgiving, you got to be there after that first week and then before Thanksgiving. Yep,
I think you're exactly right, because Thanksgiving is going to bring out everybody who has off for that week, and, you know, they want to celebrate Thanksgiving at Walt Disney World, so that's definitely going to impact people. So that sweet spot is right after Wine and Dine weekend and right before the Thanksgiving week. I think that's usually the sweet spot, but you do have the holiday happenings that usually start typically around like that 5th, 6th, 7th time slot, and they typically happen at 3 of the parks. So you're going to get them at Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. Now, Epcot does not get the holiday decorations and stuff until after the Food and Wine Festival ends, and that's usually right after Thanksgiving, because that's when they kick off their candlelight processional, is usually right after Thanksgiving. So that's when they do their kickoff for the holidays. So just keep that in mind. If you're wanting to see all the parks in their holiday glory, you're not probably going to see Epcot until after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I think a lot of people don't think about.
Mm-hmm. And going back on the weather too, like you might start seeing it get a little bit cooler. So I've been... My wife's birthday is late in November, so we go there sometimes too for Thanksgiving trips. And, you know, we've been to a Christmas party where we actually had to have sweaters and scarves because it was so cold. But then like 2 days later, we're wearing shorts. So you kind of had to pack for all seasons when you go in November.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. But I mean, it's also a great opportunity to really get in the Christmas spirit early. I mean, because most places back home aren't going to have Christmas decorations up the second week of November. I mean, I guess some if you go to stores or something. Some are. But I've actually seen some Christmas commercials on TV already. Crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
I know. But, crazy. You know, because I mean, I love the holiday season. I love Christmas music and decorations. I mean, that's great. Yeah. But
Christmas is exactly 10 weeks away from today.
Oh, my gosh. That just made me nervous. Okay. So let's move on to December. We could go through all the stuff that happens, but the thing is, most of these things aren't happening. But we'll do a show probably before the holiday season 2021 to talk about Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell. Because when they bring these things back, I would assume that they're going to plus them because they've had a year that they've stepped away from them. I'm sure everything that comes back will have some familiarity, but it'll probably be changed. Everything. The Halloween, the Christmas parties, the Halloween parties, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
They just changed up the Christmas parties last year, and the Halloween party. So I don't know how much they'll be changing with a lot of that. Maybe Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, they might. I didn't do it right. Bam! Bam. And they've just brought out the holiday decorations at Animal Kingdom last year, so that's all new. And they introduced the festival of the holidays, I think that's what it is, a few years ago back. They had something similar, but they just sort of integrated it into the festival of the holidays. I feel like they just did a good job of like sprucing everything up as far as the holidays go last year within the past couple of years. So that's good. The one thing I do want to point out though is they typically do, as of right now, which of course not this year, but like maybe this year, I don't know what they're going to do. They've done the filmings of the ABC holiday specials. So in the past, you've had the Thanksgiving holiday special, and then you've had like a mid-December special. Usually it goes on Disney Channel. And then they have, the Christmas, it's not a parade anymore, but you know, the Christmas Day parade extravaganza, whatever, on Christmas on ABC. Those are typically filmed in early November at this point. It used to be December. Then they moved it to the end of November. And now because they're doing it for Thanksgiving too, they've really pushed it up to like the beginning of November. That's another thing you want to keep in mind. Guests are not allowed to be part of it anymore. They typically fill the scenes up with cast members. And they're not blocking off Main Street anymore for the parade, that kind of thing, because typically at the Magic Kingdom and at Walt Disney World, they will film performances that take place. So it'll be musical groups and things like that. The parade the last few years has been filmed at Disneyland. And again, they don't really film much of a parade at this point. But, you know, it's a lot of entertainment acts. Again, I don't know what they'll be doing this year, but that's something to keep in mind, obviously, moving forward, is it's typically like that first or second weekend that they film for the ABC holiday specials.
All right, let's move on to December. I'll take this one just briefly because, of course, December, if you look at it in general, it's kind of a tale of 2 months. You know, you have December from the beginning of the month until you hit Christmas, and then from Christmas to New Year's, the end of the month, is a whole different beast. The one thing for 2020 I will say is that typically in December, at the beginning of the month, you got to watch something called Pop Warner, the Pop Warner Football and Cheerleading Championships. What that is, it doesn't really affect you too. It's kind of like the cheerleading events that typically happen in the spring that Mallory does in early May, is that it doesn't really affect crowds in the parks all that much. It's not that bad, but you cannot get a value hotel during Pop Warner, even some of the moderates. You know, and also for the cheerleading in early May, 6 months out, you're not getting a value. Like, it's just not happening because that's where all of us cheap parents, we pay all our money for either football or cheerleading. We're broke. We got to stay at a value. That's how it works. And the thing is, this year, obviously, there's no Pop Warner. So it is a good time to go down in 2020, the first week of December, because this is an opportunity that you can take advantage of. Now, I will say, I've been looking for guests. We only have one value hotel right now. Pop Century has very, very limited availability, if none at all, at the beginning of December. But there are deals at Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach. I checked that today. So if you want to go down, that's a good time to kind of kick off the spirit. Of course, none of the holiday happenings are happening. But I think a lot of people, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of an interesting thing. Scott, what do you think from Christmas time, like from Christmas Day, say the 24th, 25th until New Year's, what do you think it'll look like this year? Because, I mean, typically people go down once the kids get out of school, right, for Christmas break. But, I mean, there's a lot of kids still at home doing distance learning. I mean, do you say, well, forget it. This time we're just going to go like the 12th to the 20th. You know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, what do you think?
That very well could happen with the distance learning. As you know, I'm one that's all for, like, taking the laptop with you on vacation and doing some work and doing some schooling. So I could see that playing differently, thinking like, hey, I'm going to beat the crowds. But I mean, the crowds aren't going to be what they were like unless, if, you know, they they changed the rules after the time of this recording, where they open up more capacity or not. I mean, we've seen this weekend, you know, at the Columbus Day weekend here in October, the crowds are pretty high. You know, there's long lines for things, but I think that's almost at its peak. Like, I don't think it's going to get any busier than that later this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but I could definitely see people just heading down like mid-December, you know, checking things out so that they can be at home with the rest of their family during the holidays instead and still get that Disney trip.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing for all Disney fans, because what you want to do, and I think what Disney would like, is if people would do that. I mean, I wish they would almost incentivize mid-December, and there are discounts out there through December 24th. Yeah. So, you know, if you push it out a little bit earlier, because obviously, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, from December 25th to January 1st, busiest week of the year, every single year. And I go all the time that week, and you can have a great time. I mean, we get our fast passes, we get our ADRs, and there's so many things going on besides your, you know, riding Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean. You can look at the holiday decorations. You can go to the resorts. You can go over to Fort Wilderness. You can, you know, see shows that only happen seasonally. There's so much. It's a great week to go, as long as you don't mind crowds. This week, it's all bets are off, or this year it's all bets are off, but I still think there's going to be that group that it's kind of traditional. Like, they go, you know, they do Christmas at home, and then they're like, well, we want to get some warm weather. Maybe they're from Michigan, maybe they're from Missouri, and it's like, I got to get some warm weather for a week, and it's just what we do, and we're going to go down.
Just be people. We talked about this on a listener question that was planning like a New Year's Eve dinner. Maybe it's just like, I just need the celebration to put 2020 behind.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
A lot of people could be doing that this year.
I mean, you know, what better place to, you know, that kind of gets into the end of the month, but New Year's Eve, you know, to kick off 2021 and hope that it's way better. So, Ricky, what else do we need to consider if you're planning a December trip, especially this year, but maybe moving forward traditionally?
So, I mean, definitely, I think we've hit the nail on the head, you know. Pop Warner, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's definitely something that you want to think about. Again, you've got Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. It follows the same pattern that typically happens with the Not So Scary, that it is select nights. So the Magic Kingdom will close early on those select nights. And again, they're typically the nights I mentioned before. Candlelight Processional typically happens in late November through December 30th. That date's usually a hard date. And the more popular the performer is that does Candlelight Processional, probably the more crowded Epcot's going to be that day. So if it's Neil Patrick Harris, you're probably going to get more people who are going to want to come out to the park than, you know, if it's somebody else.
That's going to be interesting for this year. Have they announced if they're doing that or not?
They're not doing it this year.
Okay, no. That's what I thought.
No, yeah, they've already announced that they're not doing it. So. Yep, no candlelight this day. And a lot of people are disappointed, of course, you know, rightfully so. And then as far as New Year's, I mean, yeah, it's just like gigantic party, you know? So, that's, you're just going to be surrounded by normal years, everybody. Yes,
No dragon this year.
Well, I mean, they haven't announced it, but I mean, I can't imagine we're going to have 7,000 people on top of each other with a fire breathing dragon in China.
No, as awesome as that is.
But here's the thing, I got to just jump in here real quick, Ricky, about New Year's Eve, because I just don't want to miss this, because you guys are all on here. We've all done New Year's Eve together at Epcot many times. And the thing is, for any Disney fan, you absolutely have to do Epcot. Once we get back to normal, you absolutely have to do Epcot on New Year's Eve at some point in your life. Because, I mean, we've all seen New Year's Eve, and like, we love the flute loop, you know, in Japan that you hear during the normal day, and the Oompa background loop in Germany. But I'm telling you have not lived until it's just techno music around World Showcase in every country. There's fire-breathing dragons in China. There's silent discos going on in Japan. I don't even know what was happening in the UK, but it was awesome. We were hanging out with Malcolm. We're like, is this what life's like in the UK? And he's like, no. And we're like, it's awesome anyway. We don't care. It was it is just the coolest party on the
rave that happens in Italy. Oh my gosh, the rave that happens in Italy.
Could you imagine if you lived every day of your life like that?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm just saying, it is like, the thing is, you have to just, you got to take your traditional Disney hat and just toss it off. Like, you can't say.
And put a New Year's hat on instead.
Yes. Exactly. And blow your horn. And you know, but the thing is, you can't be like, oh my gosh, Walt's rolling over in his grave because there's techno music happening. No, you just throw it all out that night. It's
amazing.
So yeah, but
much rather be there than Times Square. No offense to Times Square, but I want to be at Epcot.
You still got to line up for 45 minutes to take a pee. I mean, so I'm just saying, it's kind of
exactly. It makes me so mad. sad because like this year I would have been able to go down to Epcot for New Year's Eve and celebrate. And now I'm like, dang it, 2020, why you got to ruin it again? Thanks a lot.
This show's just making me sad again. I was happy there thinking about all those great memories, and now I'm sad.
I was so happy. Oh. Now I'm sad again.
Anyway, we're just going to go through March, by the way. I've just made the executive decision.
Okay, got it.
This will be a seven-hour show. Okay, so that's December. Moving into January. So the big thing to think about in January, a couple things planning. Marathon weekend happens the second weekend of January, typically. Obviously not happening in 2021. Oh, so sad. All those wasted miles. But the thing about Marathon Weekend that's different than, say, a Princess or a Wine and Dine or a Star Wars is that Marathon Weekend is obviously four races, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the runners tend to come in for a week. I mean, the runners will be there for five, six, seven nights, and it does impact the hotels, and it does impact the theme parks, but the runners typically bail out starting on Wednesday night. They'll get out of the parks by dinner time, back at their hotels, because you got to get up at 2:33 in the morning. So, you know, if you're somebody that's not running under normal circumstances, the evenings in the parks are awesome because the runners are all gone. So that is something to think about. Also, Martin Luther King holiday weekend can be a nut house, which is, I think, always the third weekend of January. It's always like
third Monday.
Yeah. So that's something to think about, especially if you're an international guest. You know, if you're only coming for just a little bit of time, that would probably not be the best weekend to come. But you do have Festival of the Arts, which is one of my favorite things to experience. So that's a plus for January. So, Scott, what else to think about in January?
Festival of the Arts that's my favorite festival for sure. I think the three of us all agree on that. It's, I don't know what it is, if it's like low key or just different. Like, I love all the art that's going on. I bought in a bunch of art from that festival, actually. The weather is great. You compare the weather, and that's one thing I want to talk about. The weather in January is, I mean, it could be hit or miss.
It could be cold and it could be hot. Yeah. I mean, it's you know what? I'll take my chances. It's definitely better than St. Louis because it's for sure cold here.
Absolutely better than Michigan. I mean, if it's 45 degrees, I'm still gonna wear shorts. Like you'll always point me out, like, oh, that guy's from Michigan or that guy's from Missouri. But I love the weather. You hit it right. Like, once you get past that Martin Luther King weekend, it will start to calm down a little bit. Like that last week in January, I think is actually a perfect time to go. But the problem is a lot of people might be thinking that too. So if everyone's listening to this podcast and look at the calendar and see all that, they're like, oh, bam, I'm going for that last week. And then everyone's there.
It's a good time to go, though. It really is. I mean, and Pam jokes about this, and I say this a lot too, that if you're from any of the northern places, even if it's not, you know, super warm, if it's not in the 70s, when you go in Epcot and you see flowers that have color or just the green grass, I mean, by January in St. Louis, everything's been brown for like 3 months. You know, it's just like, it's so good to see things living, you know?
So if you come from that area, so I can tolerate, I say this all the time, I can tolerate winter, like in December, you got Christmas and all that, then you got New Year's. But when it comes, I know we're about to transition to February. When February comes, like, I am over it. Yes, and I need to see something green. I need to see a palm tree. So that's like I always do Marathon Weekend, but I like to go in February too, even if I'm not doing Princess, just to find a week somewhere in February, just so I can see some green or the sun, because I haven't seen the sun probably in 90 days.
True.
In Michigan either.
You have your seasonal affective disorder kicking in major by then, because you're right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just like, let's get out of here. Yeah, fast forward me to like May at that point. All right, so we'll get February and March in here before we get out of here. So let's talk February. Traditional, Ricky, so we got a race weekend. We got a festival going on. What else?
Yeah, so Princess is usually that third weekend in February. You still have the Festival of the Arts, which is continuing, and that goes till about the mid-part of February. And you have some more interesting events that happen. Typically, there's Super Bowl, which oftentimes happens in some Florida region lately. A lot of people come down for the Super Bowl, and they will. And there's also the Pro Bowl too. I think that they have the Pro Bowl in Orlando.
Yeah, they did a couple of years. I don't think it is anymore. I think it's going to Vegas or somewhere else.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, a lot of times people will come down for the Super Bowl. You also have Valentine's Day, which is the 14th, which, you know, it doesn't really affect crowds. The one thing that does affect crowds,
cupcakes.
What?
Cupcakes. Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's cupcakes. Valentine's Day cupcakes. Yes.
Elizabeth and Emily got a rose when we were at there last year at Pop Century. They gave her a rose.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. There are two things that really affect, actually, I guess I should say, in February. One is President's Weekend, which is third weekend in February. And then the second one is Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras next year for 2021 is February 16th. And they typically, a lot of people from Louisiana.
Yes,
will,
you see, it's like Ed Ogeron and all his kin, all over Walt Disney World.
Yes, they all come to Walt Disney World. It's true. So
our first visit was, I didn't think about this. It was during Mardi Gras. This year was in March, our first visit. And I couldn't believe the amount of LSU and Saints stuff. I said to Elizabeth, like, are we in Florida? Like, did we travel to the wrong place? Is Walt Disney World in Florida? Because I am so confused.
It is true. They just come in droves from Louisiana to Florida. So,
but they're awesome. Like, I've never met, because I've been there too. Obviously, that weekend, especially Princess, is always Mardi Gras. And it's always so fun to ride buses with like big family. And it's usually like larger families, you know, like grandparents and, you know, the grandkids and the 10 of them, all in LSU gear. And they're the greatest people ever. But it's so fun. Like, but I mean, it's purple and gold everywhere, or black and gold. It's crazy.
Yeah. They're with their Saints stuff too.
Yeah. They only wear football gear. That's it. I mean,
it's true.
Forget the Pelicans.
It's true.
That's true.
The other thing you want to keep out a mind for is a lot of times in this section of the year, they have the Disney After Hours events, which typically happen at the Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. And what it is it's a hard ticket event that takes place for 3 hours on select nights after the park closes. So it's not impacting necessarily, the parks may close like maybe an hour earlier than they typically would have, but you know, it's not really impacting things too much, but it's just something to consider. If you're going down, you may want to take advantage of the Disney After Hours events. They're kind of a cool experience.
Remember in 2012 on Leap Day when they had like an extra Disney day, like
I went for that one, but I went for the one that was the 24-hour day.
Yeah, I did one in Memorial Day.
Yep, that's the one. That's one I did. Yep.
And just for the record, there's nothing wrong with only wearing football shirts and stuff. That's all I've had on for.
Yeah,
the last
look at Mike
days.
Wearing.
I mean,
you're like a sideline coach, right? Special teams coach.
Cornerbacks. I'm breakdown. Okay, here. You had to watch a video for that one. One other thing I got for February. The greatest race on earth, Daytona 500, probably brings people in. Right?
That's possibly. True.
I mean,
that's President's Weekend too, I think. So it's like isn't that always President's Day weekend?
I think it might be before that.
I think it's like before that.
February. I thought it was the same weekend. Oh.
Yeah, no. But it is in February, I think, typically.
It is in February. Yeah, it's in February.
I can't believe you missed that. Your husband's going to be mad.
I know. And I've been to Daytona, not during this weekend.
So basically, if you want to avoid crowds on weekends, just go for the first weekend in February or the last.
Last, yes.
Yep. All right. Well, let's do March, and then we'll pick it back up next Friday with the remainder of the year. So March. Now, you're getting into the really good weather, but it's starting to get warm in March. We got the beginning of the Flower and Garden Festival, which is awesome.
Yes.
It's so gorgeous. Epcot never looks better.
It doesn't. I'm
trying to think what else. So, Ricky, what else do we have in March that I'm missing?
Yeah, so in March, of course, you have spring break. A lot of times spring break starts for, especially for college age kids, but, you know, elementary school, high school age, they sometimes, it depends on when Easter falls, that they can sometimes get in it on it too. You also have St. Patrick's Day, which happens March 17th. Doesn't really affect the parks too much, but if you've ever been there for St. Patrick's Day, like week or weekend, you understand that Raglan Road at Disney Springs does a fantastic job with like just going all out they have this huge festival that happens. So you might want to avoid Disney Springs that weekend because unless you really want to go.
No, it sounds awesome. I would go there. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's super crowded. You also have, during this time of year, you have like competitions and exhibitions that are happening. So like cheerleading and band competitions and, you know, other kinds of competitions that are happening at this time too.
So what,
I always consider spring training too. So a lot of people like me from baseball towns, you know, that are in the cold. They want to go down to Florida to see the green grass and, you know, yes, the blue sky. But they might want to catch a couple ball games too. So they'll plan a Disney trip. They might not be in the parks every day, but they might like do some rent a car. And the, my team, the Tigers, are super close to Walt Disney World. So they might go to Lakeland to see the Tigers play. And yep, then, I mean, the Braves aren't there anymore.
No, they used to play at ESPN. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't anymore.
But, I mean, that could bring out some crowds, too. It's just generally, like, people just want to see some nice weather in March.
Yes.
Epcot is the gorgeous time to see it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I got to get me a Lansing Lugnuts hat. That's on my I follow them on Twitter. They are awesome.
Yeah, the Lugnuts are awesome, man. Yes. My brother's been a season ticket holder since day one.
That's
so true. We went to the inaugural game in 1995. I remember it was like 35 degrees outside.
Yeah, you've been assigned to the Lansing Lugnuts. Yeah, it's like,
I know this is like a side conversation, but the company I work for like has the naming rights to the stadium now. So
you got a suite. You got to have a suite then, right? Come on.
Yeah, we do. We do have a suite.
I'm saying, yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. So, I mean, and the thing is, March is a good time to go because you're going to have more consistent weather. It's going to start getting warmer from the beginning of the month to the end. You're going to not have really those cold snaps. So you don't have to worry about that. Because it can still be, I mean, it can still snow in St. Louis in March. I mean, that's actually usually when we get our biggest snow. It's kind of the last hurrah for winter. You know, we'll think, oh, well, we're out of February. We're not going to get snow. And then we get hammered like mid-March with a big snowstorm. And then it's all gone. You know, then it usually breaks mm-hmm. after that. But March, really good time to go. But as we move forward, because out of those 6 months that we talked about, from October to March, because we're just going to leave it at this and we'll get back to this next week. If you had to pick like a week for like, you know, everything, like, I mean, you got extra experiences, but low crowds. You pick 1 week in that 6 month span. What are you picking, Scott? I mean, for kind of low crowds, is, but like that best is so experience, tough. What are you doing?
Because I like the holidays. I like the, you know, the dragons in China and all that. Yes. But I honestly, and it kind of, it just goes back to that, the memories I had on our first trip. I'm going in March, mm-hmm. Just to get, I need that taste. I need to get out of winter. I need the taste of hope that summer is coming, mm-hmm. you know, and see the beautiful, you know, flowers in Epcot. I like the, how about this? The third week in March. I know there's spring break crowds, but I can deal with that. I just want to see like, you're almost going to be guaranteed that the weather is going to be pretty good there in March. You know, you don't have to worry about hurricanes or, you know, some colder weather. The weather is going to be gorgeous. I'm going to March.
Okay. So I'm thinking a lot like you. I'm going that princess weekend because I like the race under normal circumstances. I like getting in the race, but I also like that this is not a crazy race weekend. It's very laid back compared to marathon. You're coming off a marathon, especially if you're a runner, you've trained for marathon weekend. It kind of carries over into princess as long as you just don't stop. You're kind of already trained up. It's a, you know, it's not going to kill you. Usually great running weather and just, you got the Festival of the Arts is still going on. Everything looks, you know, again, it stinks back in St. Louis that time of year and I'm getting to go where it's, you know, get off the plane. Like you can feel the humidity. You're like, oh, I hated humidity back home for 6 months. God, I love you humidity. It's February. It's so great. So yeah, I would do Princess Weekend. That'd be my best out of these six. All right. So 6 months. What do you got, Ricky?
So I am going to choose something different, even though I do agree with you both. I think that that time period is key. I will probably choose that week between like the Veterans Day weekend and Thanksgiving in November. That way people can see some of the holiday decorations and it's still warm-ish. Not necessarily warm all the time, but you've still got the warmth a lot of the time period in that span. And it's just, it's again, the crowds are not dead, but you know, it's not, you know, crazy crowded. So I think that that's probably going to be where I'm going to suggest.
Put you in that holiday spirit too.
Exactly.
Good time to go.
Yep. All right. Shout out to Malcolm over in the UK. Just joined us live in the chat. Yes. We just talked about you, buddy. We talked about a wicked fun New Year's Eve that we got to spend together at Epcot. So you can go back and listen to the show. You just missed that. It was so fun. All right. I hear some whistling. Oh, that's you drinking out of your water
bottle.
Oh,
it's me. Okay. Sorry, I was drinking. Yeah.
Looking around like my bad. Whistle behind me. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. We'll tackle April to September next Friday. So stay tuned for that. But don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, an adventure's out there and it's going to be back before you know it. Get those plans on the books. You know, the thing about a Disney vacation is it doesn't hurt to throw down a deposit, guarantee that hotel that you're looking for, those dates, because they have a great, you know, if you got to cancel, you got to cancel full refund up to 30 days in advance. Right now it's 7 for the rest of 2020. So you have plenty of opportunity to get all your money back if things don't work out, but you can guarantee that you're in the right spot at the right time. And so just drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great trip planning tools. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Mention this show, the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I will plan that trip together, and I'd sure appreciate that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link. We sure appreciate that. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. You are making all of this podcasting possible, and I can't thank you enough for that. Become a patron yourself and get some extra content in your week. Be Our Guest, or Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, at BeOurGuestPod, and search for the show on YouTube and Facebook. We've got the videos from all the shows over there as well. Sunday night live show coming your way this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We take your calls for an hour, talk Disney, have a good time, talk the news of the week, all kinds of stuff. So put us on the calendar this Sunday night. And who knows? Maybe there's football. Maybe there's not. You never know these days. So join us for that. All right. And don't forget, December 5th, 2020, we're going to be live from Give Kids the World Village for the Night of a Million Lights, raising money for the best charity in the world, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They do awesome work down there. They take care of all those donations. They use the money the right way. And we've always rallied around them, and we're going to do that again this year. We're gonna take 2020 that's been pretty terrible and for a lot of reasons, and we're going to churn it on its ear right there on the December 5th. We're going to make this year awesome. We're going to close it out the right way by supporting the village. So put it on your calendar, join us live here on Facebook or YouTube, or better yet, if you're down in Florida, join us and see the Christmas lights with us, and we're going to be broadcasting live and having a great old time. December 5th, 2 to 8. Right here on all of our sources. All right, Scott, thanks for joining us this week. Sure appreciate you coming on and pinch hitting. It's awesome.
Yeah, always happy to be here. I'm no Pam Forrester, but I'm here whenever you call. I'll always be here.
I love it.
You are definitely not Pam Forrester.
No. She's got the looks. She's got the brains. I'm just I'm coming up from the lug nuts as a minor league guy coming in to pitch it.
Coming in from the bullpen. From the Lansing Lugnuts, we have Scott Gardner.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we are going to get out of here. Let you get on with your weekend. Enjoy it. We have no Mizzou football this weekend, but what can do? I'll just watch some other team, I guess. Do what you can. I guess I get to go watch my daughter cheerlead for a weekend because, like, it's been lining up. The Mizzou games were the same time as she cheerleads, and she was kind of getting mad at me, so this is going to kind of help me get some points. Thanks, Mandy. All right, for Ricky and Pam and Scott, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.